and are we alone? Those two deep questions drive us all through our whole lives. And to answer those two questions, we have to continue to explore outer space. When I was in school, I had a remarkable professor, Carl Sagan. He spoke often about... Yeah. I was just some guy in the back of the room. I was not... Anyway, Carl Sagan spoke often about the possibility of life on other worlds. Well, my friends, class of 2014, it's possible that in the next few years, the extraordinary will happen. It's possible in the next few years we may discover evidence of life, some sort of fossil Martian microbe, a Mars probe perhaps, on that other world. It would utterly change this one. It would change the way each and every one of us thinks of his or her place in the cosmos, our place in space. We are very hopeful at the Planetary Society that we're going to send a mission to the moon of Jupiter, Europa, which has geysers spewing seawater into outer space. What if we found some sort of Europanian plankton? It would change everything. It would change the way each and every one of us thinks about our place in space. Now, when you put a message in a bottle and toss that bottle in the ocean, you might have some vague hope that it will be returned to you someday from someone in some exotic place, like Baikal-Henin, or Yangshen, or Buzzard's Bay.